How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is a joy to be with you and coming to you live from the Hudson Bay, and it's Hudson, H-O-D, not Hudson, H-U-D, Hudson Bay. I hate to just refer to it as Hudson Bay Hotel. That's its official designation. It's more like Hudson Bay Amusement Park for the entire family. It's a wonderful hotel, resort, and spa with more activities than you can name because it sits right on a gorgeous lake that's fed by the Shannon River here in Athlone on the County Roscommon side of Athlone, Ireland. So we're going to be talking today with one of the people that helps make this a very pleasurable experience for guests. But I wanted to remind you that if you missed the first hour of today's show, or you've missed the next hour coming up, or any show from any date, you can go to sabrams, sabrams.com, where you'll find the show notes of the last 3 months of shows, more or less, maybe a little less than 3 months, a little more than 3 months. But you'll find it all featured on the homepage. If you're looking for a specific destination or brand or event or anything we've ever talked about, it's all searchable at sabrams.com and the interactive side of our family of websites, travelers411.com. They're all linked together. So go into the search box and put in what you're looking for, and chances are you're going to get links to photos, archived audio, stories, our directories that give... It's not like a telephone directory. We have to find a better name for our directories. But our directories give you some background on the guest and or guest destination or product that they represent. It gives you links to the relevant websites associated with whatever it is they do. Links to the show notes, links to photo galleries. So the directories are a wonderful resource if you're kind of trying to do some research on your own. But may I strongly urge you to find a travel agent who specializes in the destination you want to go to, who pretty much does nothing but book trips to that specific destination. Because that's where you will find somebody that will help you really plan a great trip and not do brain surgery, self-inflicted, which can be very painful when you come back from a trip and realize you blew it. Because, you know, you can always replace an outfit you ruined, but you can't replace the days of a trip that didn't go the way you wanted them to go. And generally, if they didn't go the way you wanted to go, most of the time, it's something you could have controlled and didn't because you thought you knew what you were doing. And I'm going to take you off to talk with Brian Chalmers, who's the manager of the, they say leisure, we would say leisure, center here at the Hudson Bay Hotel, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It is a great joy for me to introduce you to Brian Chalmers, because he is the manager of the Leisure Center at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland, which is dead center on the map of Ireland. So if you superimposed a target over the map of Ireland and you threw a dart and it hit the bullseye, you'd be hitting Athlone, which makes it a fabulous place to base yourself. If you don't have a lot of time to move around in Ireland and change hotels and go from place to place, base yourself at Athlone, because it is the hub of the spokes of the wheel. And you can go out in the morning and do some sightseeing, come back, have some fun in the hotel, have a lovely dinner, rest up, go, or here between May and September, you'll have a sightseeing day and a golfing day that'll last till 11 o'clock at night, because the sun will still be out. So, I mean, it barely gets to be dusk somewhere around 11 o'clock at night, starting in May. And that gives you a very long day to go and run and play and still have time to come back and hit the Leisure Center here at the Hudson Bay Hotel before you go to dinner. So, Brian, how long have you been associated with this hotel?
Hi, I've been associated with the hotel for quite a while. This hotel, personally, I've been here for about 5 months. Previous to this, then, I was in Athlone, which was there for 7 years. So the company I've been involved with for over 7.5 years now.
Okay, so Athlone, you're talking about the Sheraton Athlone, which is a sister property to this hotel.
That's correct, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there are quite a number of properties associated with this hotel.
There is, yeah. We have the Sheraton Athlone. We have the Galway Bay Hotel as well.
Right.
And obviously then we have Hudson Bay.
Right.
So there's also plans to look at another hotel going down the line. So
Yeah. I know Dublin's on everybody's mind.
It is, yeah. That's the big talking point. But it's something we hope that will come to fruition eventually. And that would be a good addition to what we have already.
Yeah, Hootman. So you're from?
Scotland.
Yeah, we got that.
So I'm not from here, that's for sure. I've been in Ireland for about 10 years, so it's a nice place.
So what brought you, not just what brought you to Ireland, because lots of people come to Ireland, but you stuck to the woodwork and stayed.
Yes.
So what happened?
I've got children here. You know, my sister always lived here, so we come over quite a while ago and, you know, see what I can find when I was a bit younger, and I liked it, so I kind of stayed around, and things just took off, and now I'm here, and I'm here to stay, it seems, so that's a great place to be.
How old are your children?
I have a 5-year-old and I have a 7-month-old, so
oh, wow.
They're very busy.
I'll say.
Yeah, there's no time. There's no time in the day
I'll
anymore.
I'll say, and the 5-year-old is a?
A boy.
And a baby?
A girl.
Oh, you did it right.
We did, yeah.
You got a little one with a big brother who's going to make her crazy.
Well, that's true. He already makes her crazy, and he's, you know, he's only 5, so, yeah.
Well, wait till he's at the door fending off the fellas in the neighborhood.
Oh, now, come on. let's forget about that in the meantime, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Dad's already to be the one at the door fending off the fellas. Now, I get it.
That's for sure.
So what is your own background that prepared you to be the head of the Leisure Center?
Background-wise, my education side is sports coaching, degree side of things, and then I kind of went and progressed more into coaching, a lot with children, worked with children for years and years, and I did a lot of coaching, and then I decided to kind of look at, you know, working in fitness centres as opposed to anything else. So I trained as a leisure fitness instructor, swimming teacher, all these different things, and then I suppose I was in Sheraton Athlone for a good while doing that, so then I learned lots of things there, and the good thing about the company is they look to promote from internal. So I was there for 7 years, did all the groundwork, and then I got the promotion to here, so that's kind of why I'm here now, and it's a good job, so we're having a good time and enjoying it.
Okay, so what is in the Leisure Centre here?
Leisure Centre, we have obviously a swimming pool as a big feature for people coming to the hotel. We have massive usage of the swimming pool. It's a key area that we have. We have sauna, obviously, we have steam room, we have spa pool, we have hydrotherapy. We also have then, for people who are more involved in fitness side of things, who want to do some fitness when they visit, we have the gym. So we have a full range of cardio equipment, all different pieces of equipment there. We have weights, we have a full range of weight equipment. We have a classroom where we also have a wide range of fitness classes that we do. So there's anything from hard HIIT training to more beginner stuff.
What was that last one?
HIIT, it's high intensity interval training. So it's okay. For the more fitter user of the place. So
that
we have a range.
Be me.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But we have something for you there. We have beginner stuff as well. So it would be you eventually. at the start, it's just the beginner circuits we would have. That's just to help you get involved in doing that type of thing. Then we have, so we have a studio where we do all the classes. We also, in the pool, which I didn't mention, was aqua aerobics, which is very popular with people who are a bit older because there's less stress in the joints. It's good also if you're recovering from any injuries that you might have. So we have a lot of football teams who might use the pool to recover from injuries because it's less weight on the joints.
Got it. What do you like best about what you do?
Helping people, helping them achieve their goals.
As the manager of the leisure center, first of all, how big is it in terms of square meters?
I wouldn't be able to tell you that in square meters. It's a big place. It's bigger than I'd be used to. The Sheraton Athlone leisure side would be a bit smaller.
Right.
This side of things, it's a big enough place. Yeah, when I've worked in other places, it's more to do with helping people. As you become the manager, you kind of take a step back from that. So your role becomes different. You become a role of managing staff, of managing people.
Well, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. My brain is already in the swimming pool, so jump in with me while you listen to these wonderful announcements. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Oh, hoot, come on, out of my way. Who do you think you are? It's
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach, and have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be talking to Brian Chalmers, the leisure center manager at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone in County Roscommon. And I always hesitate because I have to remember Roscommon, Athlone is a big city, and it's big in terms of square footage. It rambles east and west and north and south, and a county line goes through at a point where about a third of Athlone is west of that line in County Roscommon, and the other two-thirds, more or less, don't hold me to the figure, but it's close. The rest of it is in County Westmeath. And so, yeah, when you get on the road to come, the Dublin-Galway road, it's dead center. It's 2 hours to drive from Dublin to Galway, or vice versa, on a road that's like the Mass Pike. It's not as hectic as the New Jersey Turnpike. It's similar to that north-south road, what is it, the 101 or the 5 that goes north-south in California. Those are similar kinds of roads. The scenery is lovely, and there's lots of places along the route where you could get off and explore. But exactly halfway in this two-hour drive, whether you start in Galway or you start in Dublin, you will arrive in Athlone. And you have to be careful because I think it's the second Athlone exit. We got off the first time coming from Dublin at the first Athlone exit, drove round and round and round in circles for the longest time, and then somebody gave us proper directions. Go one more exit. I think it's exit 11 or 12, something like that. So you don't want to get off too early. And you're in the Roscommon side of Athlone, and it's well worth whatever extra little bit you have to remember. It's no extra effort to be able to be a guest. This is a beautiful property. They have wonderful food on property, and the accommodations are wonderful. We came into our accommodation, and I looked out the windows, and there were all these people overlooking the golf course. And we're in a corner room, so one direction we overlook the golf course, and then if you look around the panoramic view, you'll see the lake. And, the place is just wonderful. But if you decide that, and you really should decide, when you come to Ireland, don't just run. You have to take breathers to relax and enjoy where you are in the moment. And one of the places that you might want to do that is in the Leisure Center. And we have with us the manager, Brian Chalmers. I want you to know, if I hadn't named my son Drew, I was going to name him Andrew.
Right.
Yes, very Scottish. I was going to name him Andrew. but I didn't want him called Andy and Andy Pandy in the schoolyard, so we dropped the and part and just named him Drew. My second choice was Brian. It is among my favorite names in the world. So as soon as I saw your name, I had great transference of affection for you, Brian.
It means strong. It means strong.
Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. And well, and you hear it because of Brian Boru. You hear it a lot in Ireland. You hear it a lot in Scotland. Is there a Scottish Brian?
Not that I can think of.
So it traces it down.
William, more William Wallace would be famous in Scotland, I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, if I had heard the name Liam before my son was born, he might have well been a Liam.
Yeah.
I love the name Liam. Wonderful name. Wonderful. Which is the end, L-I-A-M, people. For those of you unfamiliar with it, it's the end of the name William. It's just the Liam part. It's very cool. Of course, you know all the actors named Liam, so... Yeah. That would bring you there. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the leisure center here. Are there local people that have a membership or can pay for the day or come and visit, or is it restricted only to guests of the property?
No, we do have a membership as well. So full year we have we look after members who live locally. And there's different rates for different things. So they can come into the gym, the pool, you know, we do programs for people. So we'd be more personal. So with members-wise, when they come to our gym, we would take them through a fitness test. It's a basic fitness test. And we just find out what goals they might have. So whether it be weight loss, whether it might be add muscle, whatever the case may be. And then we would design a program suiting their needs and what they want to achieve, and then every 2 weeks we would see them again to see if they're, you know, how they're getting on with what we've given them.
Oh, you know, the thing that's really nice about, and it's the reason I ask, it's lovely to meet local people when you're traveling. And sometimes you might meet them in a restaurant or a pub or a hotel lobby or something, because they're there with people that they have visiting or staying at the hotel. But when you can go someplace and meet local people, you know, in the fitness center, in the swimming pool, and, you know, have a chat, you really learn so much more about the destination.
Yeah, definitely.
And,
yeah.
And Irish people are so gregarious anyway. I mean, they're always very curious about who you are and where you're from and who they might know who lives near you.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So we do that. Yeah. So we, you know, we meet people regularly in our leisure site. Yeah, we have the it's about 700 members probably in this place. But also, you know, the guests is massively important to us as well. You know.
So now that you've settled and you have family here, does this Brexit thing create any problem with you and your ability to be able to stay in the Republic of Ireland and work?
No. I think that probably won't affect. The UK and Ireland have always had a good relationship no matter what, and that will always continue. We're really close. So, you know, the UK and Ireland is a very close in distance. I wouldn't have thought that that's ever going to cause any problems. I wouldn't have thought. So we'll see. I'm not 100%, but I don't think that's going to be any friction there.
All right, well, we'll keep that happy thought. Yeah.
Okay.
We wouldn't want you to be, you know,
kicked
dislodged.
Out.
No, it's... I heard a funny story about the North, where in Northern Ireland they made a concerted effort to bring in talented people in various fields, particularly technical fields, that they needed. And when the so there are, you know, all these people that may find themselves with a problem because of Brexit, and then people who live there were offered an opportunity because of the EU connection to have not only their British passport but an Irish passport. And when that happened, everybody who had a Republic of Ireland passport went into some computer as a foreigner. So now they're all showing up. These are Northern Ireland, UK people are showing up on this list of foreigners. And so there's question about, you know, them getting deportation notices or whatever. I think it's, you know, hello world. It's a nutty place out there. What is it that our listeners should know in terms of hours of operation and whatnot? Because the biggest challenge I've always had with fitness centers in the U.S. and leisure centers around the world is that if I was there on business, I didn't get up early enough in the morning to deal with getting dressed and having breakfast and being ready for a meeting at 8 or 9 in the morning. And by the time I would come back, from a shopping day or a business day, it was already too late because they closed too early. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and have you, you know, give us some insights into hours of operation and sneaky ways to get around it. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, you go, lassie, go.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm at the Hudson Bay Hotel with Brian Chalmers, the Leisure Center manager, and I was just telling Brian, I don't know, it sounded more like a commandment, thou shalt friend me at Facebook. It's facebook.com/Stephanie.Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, .94. And I hope if you're not a Facebook friend, you will be. Although I have to give you an advance warning that we have a zero tolerance level for vulgar, abusive, veiled threats, nasty language, and nasty emojis. And you will be unfriended in a heartbeat because... that's, you know, I don't have a problem with differences of opinion, but express them in a civil and well-bred manner, the kind of way that your great-grandmother and your clergyman would approve. It's funny, I put up a post about it just with that instruction, because I unfriended 5 people in one day last week, and I decided I ought to warn people. You want to stay a friend, you keep it clean and keep it respectful.
Of course, yeah.
Say what's on your mind. There's a way to do that. Mm. And if you can't do it, thank you, but get lost. So, because it saves me the job of going in and unfriending you. And yeah. I actually look at the website, the Facebook page of every single person who sends a friend request. And if your Facebook page is nasty, no.
No.
No, no, you're locked out forever. Mm. I mean, I don't want any parts of you.
Mm.
I mean, we're quite an elegant group.
Mm.
Down to earth,
yeah.
But I don't want to be part of that. So minutes, I mean, we're talking minutes after I put up this little attention, people. Notice, somebody sent a request for a Facebook friend linkage. And I looked at their site, and I said, okay, we'll take a chance on you. And I friended them, because I'm the one that makes that decision, nobody else. And apparently this fellow went, you know, when he got the link, looked at my site, and the first thing he saw was this direction that, you know, keep it civil and keep it clean, or go away, and he put up a notice that said, thank you, I'm out of here, goodbye. And I thought, well, that's very kind of you, and we appreciate that. You saved me a job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I unfriended him anyway, but it was too late. He had done it for us, so that worked. Anyway, I don't get it. I don't understand why people feel the need, and I'm sorry to say, I really am sorry to say, that to some degree, it's very American. And, you know, I meet people. If I were in Ireland, then it's one of the reasons I spend so much time in Ireland. The very same incident, whatever it was, as mild and unthreatening as it was, would be met with humor and a smile and a kind word in Ireland. And in the U.S., you've got somebody who wants to push you out of the way because you're in the path of their reach to pick up their parcel. I mean,
yeah.
It's just... we're a little combative.
It's a bit more relaxed.
Here,
people are nice and relaxed. There's no rush.
No, and it's not even, you know, you're right about that, but it's not even a rush story. There is a certain understanding of the milk of human kindness. There is a certain understanding of, you know, we're all in this together, and let's make nice and have a laugh over it. Something as simple as going through a supermarket aisle In Ireland, and somebody's in the middle of the aisle, and you know, if you say, "Excuse me, you mind if I get around your basket?" Here it's, "Oh, you know, I'm so sorry, no problem, no bother, out of the way, and have a nice day." In America, it's like, "I'll be out of your way in a minute."
Yeah.
You know, okay. You can wait a second. It's like, where are you people raised? And it scares me to no end. And I live in a part of America that, I mean, we're just a nice, friendly, genteel bunch up in the mountains of Western Massachusetts. And generally, when I meet somebody that's belligerent, just off the bat, right out of the box, wants to punch you in the head, I look at them and say, "You don't live around here, do you?" And then I find out where they're from, and I say, "Oh, and I get it." But we, you know, people, you need an infusion of Ireland. You really have to be in an atmosphere where people naturally are friendly and warm and welcoming, and particularly welcoming to the stranger who never feels like a stranger. You must have gone through at least some of this. I mean, even though you're a Scotsman.
Scotland and Ireland's quite similar. So, you know, whether it be Scotland or Ireland, we're quite similar in how we do things, like people-wise. But American people are friendly. They're nice, generally. Like what you're saying, I think, oh, I didn't know that. I always found American people to be friendly and nice and, you know, chatty and stuff. So I don't live in America, so that's your experience. But
well, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you'd be surprised.
They're quite friendly.
Well, no, there's both sides of the coin. And it can be the same person. The person who can be the sweetest, nicest, loveliest, whatever, can turn around in the supermarket or as they're taking your fenders off on the highway, you know, and be very uncool.
Yeah.
But you see, as a general rule, in Ireland, people are just a mellow bunch. I don't know if it's, you know, they hang out at the pub.
Probably.
And mellow out. But, I mean, you know, it's, there is this, it's the reason I come here. Last year we spent almost 100 days in Ireland. Because I have to come back for my fix.
Yeah, no, there is. It's definitely mellow, and it's, you know, it's I agree with you. It's difficult to see if you live somewhere. I suppose you stop seeing that type of thing. You really notice that because you come over and you're not here all the time. But if you know, when you live somewhere, you eventually you don't see that as much anymore. But now you're saying it, I kind of I know what you're saying. I remember noticing that when I first arrived. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
And you know, and I have so many wonderful friends. People have become friends through tourism. People have become friends through interviewing them over the years and visiting them again and again, getting to know them. And some of them have hotels that they've wanted to expand or properties. I think of one in County Clare. And I think of somebody, I have to give a call while we're on this trip. We haven't seen them in a year now. Eddie Walsh and his wife. Cassidy's her last name, Constance Cassidy. They're both barristers, and they own Lisa Dell House in Sligo.
Not sure. But
you don't know Lisa Dell House?
Not really.
All right, so you go north and make a left turn to Sligo.
I know Sligo, yeah. But
okay, oh my goodness, this is something you have to do.
Okay.
Go out for a nice day trip. You might want to overnight somewhere in Sligo, or my recommendation would be go up to Sligo from Athlone. Take out your pencils and paper, people. Write this down. Put it in your iPhone or your iPad or something. From Athlone, drive up to Sligo. And go visit Lisa Dell House.
Okay.
Go visit, and I'll tell you what it is in a second. Go visit the church in Drumcliff, where William Yeats, the poet's father or grandfather, was the dean of that church. And he's buried, his burial place is right there beside the main entrance to the church. So that's a nice thing to do. There are also caves there. What is it called? Marble Arch Caves. So if you want to go spelunking, being the athletic type you are, you might enjoy that. And what my recommendation would be, after you've done your day visit to Sligo, which you can easily do from Athlone, drive up, visit Lisa Dell House and whatever else. And if you stop at Drumcliff, a church, they have a little tea shop. cute little cottage, like an enchanted cottage in this quiet setting with an art gallery right across this, I don't know, 20-inch road. I mean, a Volkswagen Beetle could hardly get in this little space.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really meant to be a thoroughfare. But you go in, they serve lovely lunches there and baked goods, and they've got a cute little gift shop with all kinds of things and things for children. So if you're traveling with kids, they have great children's books there. Little tiny place,
yeah, yeah,
just darling. So you might want to stop there. But then I make a U-turn, go south, and either head to Leitrim,
uh-huh,
and stay at Loch Rinn Castle.
Okay.
Or go down to Roscommon and stay at Kilronan Castle.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're almost home.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
good
so
idea.
That's a nice little trip.
Sounds good.
Lisa Dell House was the ancestral home of Constance Markowitz, who was born in the house, you'll see, this Georgian mansion. Any woman in Ireland named Constance would be named for Constance Markowitz, who was a human rights activist, a civil rights activist in the early 1900s, and died in a prison, in jail in Dublin, in poverty, wouldn't take, you know, a private hospital and whatever, because she was fighting for the rights of the people.
Yeah.
It's a marvelous story. Stay with me, everybody. Don't go away. Stephanie Abrams here.
And on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Brian Chalmers, the Leisure Center Manager at the Leisure Center Manager. Leisure. Yes, indeed. At the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone in County Roscommon, Ireland. And we were just chatting in the commercial break about Lisa Delhouse. And it was quite an expense, quite a labor of love. And quite an episode with the local county council when Eddie Walsh and his wife, Constance Cassidy, both barristers, it was quite an ordeal when the county council gave them a hard time about any number of things, as county councils are wont to do. You might want to read my Facebook, because apparently Clare County Council has been giving the Trump company some serious aggravation, because the Trump organization bought Dune Bay Golf Resort, beautiful place on a gorgeous stretch of beach in County Clare, just down the road from the Cliffs of Moher. Fantastic location. And not long after that purchase of this lovely resort, with both hotels and a castle-like setting, and it's all brand new. I mean, it was all built in early 2000-something. And if you go to my website, sabrams.com, put in Doonbeg, D-O-O-N-B-E-G, you'll get the links to the interviews with the general manager and various people on staff who make the place tick. But in addition, they built this castle-like building. Looks like an old castle, but it's new. And then they built this little village of, like, townhouse cottages. So if you came with a bunch of people, you could have a four-bedroom or a two- or three-bedroom with living room and dining room and kitchen and space for everybody, and right there at the golf course. So no sooner did it get bought, I mean, very shortly thereafter, a few years back, this difficult, severe storm hit the west coast of Ireland, did some damage in a lot of places, because Doonbeg is at sea level, unlike the Cliffs of Moher, which are at 750 feet. So if they're splashing, against the rocks, there's against the rocks, but a dune bag comes right in on the beach. And if you like dogs and you don't have your dog with you, you head for the beach in Clare, which from here at the Hudson Bay Hotel would be about an hour to get to Ennis, maybe a little bit more than an hour, but not much. And then another half hour or 45 minutes to get from Ennis to the Cliffs of Moher. And I think you make a left turn to go to Doonbeg, but I don't remember. Look at the map. So the place got bought. The storm hit, and it threshed about. I don't know that it did much damage to the hotel and the cottages, but it did a very nifty job to the golf course. So guess what? Sit down if you're not sitting. Do you know what the Trump Organization requested from the Clare County Council? You ready? A permit to build a seawall to keep the water out from the Atlantic. And the Clare County Council sort of did a, you want to do what? So they danced around the maypole with that for some time. And just about a week or so ago, the Clare County Council, after asking for surveys and studies and scientific evidence of what would happen to, you know, sea life, marine life, birds, the environment, all of which are great concerns that people are passionate about in Ireland. Of course, if anybody in Ireland has an interest in anything, they're passionate about it. Otherwise, they don't care about it at all. It's one of the reasons I identify with the Irish, because I'm that way too. Either I'm all in 200% or I really don't want to know about it. Leave me alone. So those people on the county council, those people entrusted with protecting the environment, and the average Irishman who is passionate about the history of Ireland, the culture of the Irish, everything that makes Ireland special and wonderful from a natural point of view, from the land to the sea to the rivers and the lakes to the environment as a whole, they kind of cringed, and ultimately the request by the Trump Organization was withdrawn. Hey guys, have any of you heard one word about this in the States? Me neither. You have to be in Ireland to hear the story. So it's all over the news because, like some other things, like the Muslim story where an edict was put in and then withdrawn, and the word is that it's just going to be rewritten and come out again. So they withdrew the request for the permit for this wall with the intention that by the middle of this week or next, they're going to resubmit a different application, but still for a wall. Personally, if you know anything about Ireland, the Irish people, and particularly county councils, which have a reputation of making anybody that wants to do anything just a little bit crazy. Not unlike our zoning boards in the States. It's like we have the power and we can, so we will, even if it, whether it makes sense or not.
Yeah.
So, and I thought of that because we were talking about Lisa Dell, the ancestral home of Constance, and I think she pronounced her name Markovitz, even though it's spelled with a W. She was truly a martyr to the events of 1916 and the evolution of the Declaration of Independence of Ireland in 1916. She was a woman from a privileged family living in a gorgeous house, and gave it all up and everything that she personally owned to support the coming of the independence of Ireland, and died very ill in a jail. Well, I am delighted to have had the opportunity to get to know you, Brian, and I thought it might be a nice idea if you took the minute we have left to leave a special message with our listeners coast to coast in the U.S.
Okay, well, hi, guys. I suppose the best thing that I think you should do is come to Athlone, visit Hudson Bay Hotel. You'll be amazed at how pleasant the people are, as we've said, and how lovely our facility is. And also around the area, you know, you've got Athlone. It's a lovely place to go. There's a nice river running through. It's a lovely area that you should visit, and we'd love to have you here and look after you.
And I can attest to that. The staff at this hotel is over the top amazing. And if there's a hotelier that's listening, or an inn, or a guest house, and you'd like to tighten up your service a bit, either take a trip yourself, or send a couple of employees on a recognizance mission so that they can see firsthand object lessons in how to give the finest service to the people that you serve. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Brian, we're going off with another hour after the top of the hour news. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.